B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Yud Daled. We're going to start from the next Mishnah in the middle of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Mesachachin b'nesorim. What are nesorim? Nesorim are planks, boards that are relatively wide. Now, what defines a plank? A plank is no different to any branch or any other piece of wood. What makes it different from regular kosher schach must be its width. That if it's just regular branches and twigs and pieces of wood and reeds, that's kosher schach. But when it gets a little bit wider, at that point we have to stop and think, is it still okay to use this for schach? And we'll see that the reasoning behind this discussion is because if you use boards that are too wide, then it resembles a regular house. And a regular house is not used for schach at all. You just have a roof. The roof is not put on for schach, for shade, to protect the person from the elements. It's just a regular roof of a house. It's not even called a sukkah. So if somebody is going to use big wide boards for his sukkah, what's going to stop him next year by mistake saying, what do I need to go into the sukkah for and sit under these wide planks? I can just stay in my house. And that will be that won't be good. So we're going to soon see that there's this issue with using wider boards for schach. Is it okay or not? So Mesachin b'nesorim divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that one is allowed to use boards. Does that mean you can use any width of board, or only a specific width is okay, but beyond that, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree? That's going to be a machlekes Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. Rabbi Meir Oyser, in whichever case Rabbi Yehuda says that Mesachachin b'nesorim, Rabbi Meir says it's also. Rabbi Meir is one notch more stringent than Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah. Nosan oleo neser, shehu rochav arbaot fochim. If a person takes a board of four tfachim wide, and assuming that, and we're going to follow the opinion that a board of four tfachim wide is posel schach in and of its own. However, we've already learned previously that if you have posel schach on the side of the sukkah near the walls, we just assume the walls to be continued with the schach, and up to four amois of posel schach, and the sukkah is still kosher. We still consider the wall as being associated to the kosher schach, and the sukkah is kosher, obviously providing that you've got enough kosher schach for the minimum size sukkah. So if somebody takes a board which is four tfachim wide, according to the opinions that a board that wide is posel schach, we'll soon see it's going to be a machlekes Rav and Shmuel whether it's a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda or not, then nonetheless, kshera, the sukkah itself is kosher. As we said, if it's on the side of the sukkah, it's doifen akuma. If it's in the middle of the sukkah, then it's going to be a problem, because as we've already mentioned in a previous shia, that airspace of three tvachim splits up the sukkah and makes the sukkah posel. Schach posel of four tvachim splits up the sukkah and is posel. However, if it's on the side, then the sukkah is kosher. However, since this board in and of itself is posel schach, uvilvad shelo yishan tachtov, you're not allowed to sleep underneath it because it is posel schach. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, we're going to now see a machlekes Rav and Shmuel as to in which case is the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. And we're going to discuss three different widths of boards. We're going to discuss the boards that are less than three tvachim wide. We know that up to three tvachim is lavud, is a measure that's almost disregarded. So if it's anything up to three tvachim wide, if it's less than three tvachim, everybody agrees it's no different to any piece of wood and it's kosher schach. If it's between three tvachim and four tvachim, not including four tvachim, which means it's beyond the measure of lavud, but not yet the measure of a mokim choshuv, the four tvachim that's regularly called a significant space, there's going to be a machlekes Rav and Shmuel as to whether that was the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay and Rabbi Meir says it's not okay in the Mishnah. So Omar Rav, the whole machlekes is b'nesorim sheyesh ben arba. That according to Rav, the whole machlekes is only on those boards that are more than four tvachim. That in that case, Rabbi Yehuda says, mesachachin b'nesorim, it doesn't matter how wide the boards are, there's no We're not worried about Gzeiras Tikra. We're not worried you're going to get confused between your sukkah and your house. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher completely. Rabbi Meir says it's asr, but only because it's more than four tvachim wide. The Rabbi Meir isle Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Meir holds that is this Gzeira decree of Tikra that it might get confused with the regular ceiling of your house. Rabbi Yehuda isle Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no Gzeiras Tikra. Aval b'nesorim she'en ben arba, according to Rav, those planks which are less than four tvachim wide, even if they're more than three tvachim wide, divrei hakel k'sheira, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both say it's kosher. That was Rav's opinion. Shmuel Omar. Shmuel is that little bit more stringent than Rav. Shmuel says, b'she'en ben arba machlekes. The machlekes is actually when the planks are between three and four tvachim wide. And in that case, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's okay, Rabbi Meir says not. Aval yesh ben arba, but if it's four tvachim wide, divrei hakel psula, there's no machlekes. In that case, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that it's posel schach. So the Gemara now says, ein bohen arba, it seems from the words that Shmuel said, that the machlekes is when, according to Shmuel, the machlekes is only when ein bohen arba, if it's four tvachim wide, everybody says it's posel. If it's less than four tvachim wide, then it's a machlekes. Rabbi Meir says there's a gzeira, it's asa. Rabbi Yehuda says it's posel, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Question is, ein ben arba, if it's anything less than four tvachim, it's a machlekes. Afilu pochis mishloisha, even if it's less than three tvachim, you're going to say in that case, according to Rabbi Meir, that it's posel schach, according to Shmuel. So how konim ba'almaninu? If it's less than three tvachim, it's just regular reeds and regular branches. That can't be posel schach. Omer of Papa Hochik Omer. This is what you have to read into Shmuel. Yesh bohen arba, if there's four tvachim, if the planks are four tvachim wide, divrei hakel psula there, everybody says it's posel. Pochis mishloisha, divrei hakel ksheira. In this aspect, it's the same as Rav. The planks that are less than three tvachim wide, everyone says it's kosher. Maitam konim ba'almeninu, because they're just, it's regular schach, it's regular reeds and poles and branches, regular kosher schach. Ki pligi, where they're arguing, mishloisha, if it's not less than three, if it's from three tvachim wide, and it's no longer the insignificant measure of lavud, ad arba, until the very significant measure of four tvachim, there's the machlekes, marasovar, given the listener shir mokim loigozrinon. Rabbi Yehuda says, since it's less than four tvachim, it's not significant, it's not considered a significant measure where there's no gezera. Umar Savar, but Rabbi Meir says, given to nafkiluhu mitayras lavud, since it's beyond the measure of, the insignificant measure of lavud, gozrinon, we do make the gezera not only on planks that are four tvachim and wider, but already from three tvachim and wider, according to Rabbi Meir, is going to be an issue, and that's the opinion of Shmuel. So just to sum up, everybody agrees that the boards less than three tvachim wide is kosher. If it's between three and four, according to Rav, everyone says it's kosher. According to Shmuel, it's machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. If it's four tvachim and more, according to Rav, that's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. And according to Shmuel, everybody says it's posel. Says the Mishnah. And says the Gemara, we're now going to quote the final statement in the Mishnah. Tnan, nosan oleo neser, if you put onto the sukkah a board, shehu rochav arba tvachim, it's four tvachim wide, ksheira, the sukkah is kosher, uvilvat shaleish and tachtov. But since in and of itself it's considered schach posel, you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. And we assume now that everybody agrees with this, that this final statement in the Mishnah, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah will agree that this board is posel schach. So the Gemara is going to discuss. Bishleim el Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the Omar b'she'in b'en arba machlekes, according to Shmuel, who says the machlekes at the beginning of the Mishnah, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir was only on boards between three and four tvachim. Aval yesh b'en arba, but if it's four tvachim wide, divrei hakel psula, everyone says four tvachim wide is possible. That's Shmuel's opinion. B'shem ha'chaloyish on tachtov, I can understand that they both, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, both agree that in neser, she'u rochav arba tvachim, that they both say that you can't sleep underneath it. It's Chach Posel. Elo l'Rav, but according to Rav, the Omar who said b'shiyesh b'en arba machleikus, the machleikus of Yudan Rameah, was when there's four tefachim, when there's less than four tefachim wide, then everybody agrees it's kosher. And only from four tefachim and on, Rav Meir says it's a problem. Rav Yehuda says not. Then Avil in ben arba dirakel ksheira, according to Rav, if it's less than four tefachim, there's no machleikus Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, they both say it's kosher. So Rav Yehuda, amai lo yishon tachtov. According to Rav, that the machleikus Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir was boards of more than four tefachim, and Rav Yehuda says, mesachin ben asarim, it's kosher schach. If it's kosher schach, not only then in that case, Rabbi Yehuda should hold that nosan olah nesesh urochav arba tefachim ksheira. Not only is the sukkah kosher, but you can even sleep underneath it because it's kosher schach. Rabbi Yehuda, may lo yishon tachtov. This is a question according to Rav. Answers the Gemara. Mi sovras divrei akilhi. You're right. According to Rav, that statement in the Mishnah is only Reb Meir who says that four tefachim wide is possible. Sefer also under Rav Meir, but indeed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will be kosher. And now the Gemara is going to discuss these two opinions based on a brisa that we're going to learn later on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Toshima, Shnei Sadinim, a sadin, a sheet, is typically posel schach, it's Dova Mekabel Tuma, then it's considered posel schach. Now, posel schach, in and of itself, it depends how wide it is as to whether it actually makes the sukkah posel. If you have a tiny amount of posel schach, your sukkah will still be kosher. If you have four tefachim of posel schach in the middle of the sukkah, or, as we've mentioned, four amos on the side of the sukkah adjacent to a wall, then we say doifen akuma, then that's when the sukkah is posel. But up to four amos on the side, up to four tefachim in the middle, the sukkah is still kosher, even though the schach itself is posel schach. So Toshma, Shnei Sadinim, if you have two sheets, each two tefachim wide in the middle of the sukkah, even though each sheet in and of itself is not posel schach, mitzdarfin they combine, and it's now considered a full measure of four tefachim of schach posel, and the sukkah is posel. Shnei Nesorim, if you have two beams, ein mitzdarfim. And Rashi explains here, and it becomes apparent in the following sugya, that we're talking about, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that each of these planks is considered kosher schach, and the fact that they're next to each other, we don't say, now it looks like it's very wide, and they combine with each other. No, since each piece on its own is not posel, they don't combine, ein mitzdarfin, and the sukkah is kosher. That's the Tanakam of the Braisa. Rabbi Meir Oimir, Rabbi Meir in the Braisa says, af nesorim kesadinim. And this is Rabbi Meir. And as we've already learned, Rav Meir in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph has a more stringent approach to boards than Rabbi Yehuda does. So Rav Meir says, just a minute, you're talking about these beams, then the beams, these planks themselves, they are mitzdarif, they do combine in the same way as sheets combine. And we have to understand, how wide are these woods, what do they combine to, and what's the machlekes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara is going to discuss. According to Shmuel, the whole machleikus in the Mishnah between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda was those planks that were less than four tefachim wide. But if they are four tefachim wide, everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's called schach posel. Then my mitzdarfim, then when Rabbi Meir says that these planks are mitzdarif, what does it mean? We're talking about planks that are between three and four tefachim, which Rabbi Meir says that each plank is considered schach posel, but since it's less than four tefachim, it doesn't posel the whole sukkah. So what does it mean, mitzdarfin? According to Rabbi Meir, mitzdarfin l'arba, that if you have two planks where each one is more than three tefachim, then they will combine to make a total of four tefachim and more of schach posel, and it will posel the sukkah. Even though each plank on its own couldn't posel the sukkah, but since each plank is schach posel, then it combines to make the four tefachim measure to pasel the sukkah. That would be according to Shmuel. Elo l'Rav, but according to Rav, the Omar b'shiyesh ben arba machleikus, that they only argue when the planks are four tefachim wide, aval ein ben arba, but if they are not four tefachim wide, divrei hakol ksheira, the whole machleikus is only four tefachim, but less than four tefachim, even more than three tefachim, everybody agrees is called schach kosher. Hey chadomi, how are we going to read this braisa? Ida ispu arba, if we're talking about planks which are four tvachim wide, and we said according to Rav, that then Rav Meir says that it's called schach posel, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's schach kosher, then Ida ispu arba lomaluhulitz terufi. Then Rav Meir that says that if it's four tvachim wide, it's considered schach posel, but since it already is four tvachim, it doesn't need to combine with anything else. According to Rav, less than four tvachim is schach kosher. There's nothing to combine to anything, it's all kosher. So according to Rav, if we're talking about planks of four tvachim, then the same measure that determines that a plank is schach posel is the measure of the amount of schach posel that passels the sukkah. So there's never a case where I combine two things in order to make a measure which passels the sukkah. If you say that each plank is less than four tvachim, and then we can contemplate the idea of combining two such planks to make a measure of four tvachim, am I? Then why indeed do they combine according to Rav Meir? Hakonim ba'almaninu. According to Rav, if it's less than four tvachim, then it's called schach kosher. It's like regular schach. There's nothing to combine to anything to make anything possible. Answers the Gemara, no. Even according to Rav, then according to Rav Meir, there is what to combine to. According to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav, there's nothing to combine to anything because even four tvachim is schach kosher. However, according to Rav Meir, four tvachim itself is schach posel. So you're going to say, if I've got one plank like that in the middle of the sukkah is already posel. What's combining here? Answers the Gemara, le'olam de'ispu ha'arba. We're talking about a plank which is indeed four tvachim. And in and of itself, if it was in the middle of the sukkah, it would be posel, nothing to combine to anything. However, what does it mean that we combine? Umay mitztarfim? Mitztarfim le'arba amois min hatzad. We know that schach posel on the edge of a sukkah adjacent to a wall is viewed as a continuation of the wall. And even though it's now roofing and it's posel, the zaloch le'moshe misinai, it's as if the wall is bent, doifen akuma, up to four amos. Four amos and more, you don't say doifen akuma, and the sukkah is posel. So if you say mitztarfim, that all these planks of four tfachim, they combine to make one, and the total of all those planks is more than the four amos, the sukkah is posel, because they've combined to a single entity of doifen akuma, which is more than four amos, the sukkah is posel. If you don't say mitztarfim, then the regular doifen akuma will apply until the four amos mark, and then that last beam, which is protruding beyond the four amos mark, since ein mitztarfim, we just say that the doifen is only considered a wall until four amos, and the bit sticking out after the four amos is an entity of its own called schach posel, not doifen akuma, which is too much. It's called schach posel, and schach posel less than four tvachim does not pasel the sukkah, and then the sukkah will be kosher. And that's what Rav Meir says, that nesorim kasadinim, they do combine, and if it's anything more than four amos, it's a doifen akuma of more than four amos, and the sukkah is posel. That's how the Aruch Haner explains this Gemara. Lishnachrina, another version would be as follows. Another way of discussing that brisa that the Gemara started mentioning on Yudalad Amud Aleph at the bottom, from Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, to discuss Rav and Shmuel. Lishnachrina, that Bishleim el Shmuel, according to Shmuel, da Omar b'she'in b'hen arba'a machleikas, that the whole machleikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir and the Mishnah is when the planks are less than four tvachim, more than three tvachim, less than four tvachim, is the machleikus. Aval yesh ben arba, but according to Shmuel, if the planks are four tvachim wide, divrei hakel psula, everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, says it's called schach posel, then we can understand that my mitztarfin, when Rabbi Meir says that they combine, mitztarfin arba amos min atzad, as we saw before, it's mitztarf to four amos on the side. Elo l'rav, but according to Rav, who says that the machleikus is when the planks are four tvachim and more, but if they're less than four tvachim, it's considered schach kosher. Then Bishleim el Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, who says that the planks of four tvachim are called schach posel, my mitztarfin arba amos. Then mitztarf to the four amos, as we said according to Shmuel, we'll say the same according to Rav, according to Rav Meir. Elul Rabbi Yehuda about Kontra Yehuda, who says that the four tvachim themselves is considered kosher schach. The Omar Afilu Yesh Bohen Arba Ksheira. then what's the term my ein mitzdarfin konim ba'almaninu? If you say that this that according to Rav, you have to explain that the machlekas in this brisa, where it says Reb Meir says there's an issue Reb Yehuda not, must be talking about when it's the planks are four tvachim wide. If we're talking about planks are four tvachim wide, and Reb Yehuda says it's called tzrach kosher, what does it mean in, that the Tanakhama say that shnei nesorim ein mitzdarfin? What does it mean ein mitzdarfin? It's tzrach kosher. Where does tziruf come into? Where does it come into combining, not combining? If it's talking about tzrach posel, you can say it combines to a larger measure. For if you've got planks of less than four tvachim in the event that it's tzrach posel, according to Shmuel and Reb Meir, then it combines to four tvachim. Or if you say that four tvachim is tzrach posel, it combines to four amos by Doifin Akuma. But if you say it's tzrach kosher, then it's konin ba'alma. Konin ba'almaninu, there's nothing to combine anywhere. Answers the Gemara, you're right. El Aida de Ka'omer Reb Meir Mitztarfin, since Reb Meir speaks about the combining of these planks, and indeed according to Reb Meir, planks of four tvachim apostle, and they combine to four amois with Doifin Akuma, as we saw before. Omer Reb Yehuda in Mitztarfin, so Reb Yehuda says, and the Tanakhama here says that it's not Mitztarif, that it doesn't combine. But really, this is not about not combining. Really, it's about being schach kosher, and you can lekatchila put the whole sukkah with these planks, and it will be kosher. So we've made a basic reading of that Gemara. There's in the achrenim here, there's very big discussions, there's complications here, but we've learned the Gemara in the way Rashi explains it, and we're going to continue. It says the Gemara, Tanya kavasei de Rav, Tanya kavasei de Shmuel. We're going to find a brisa that seems to follow Rav's opinion and one that follows Shmuel. Tanya kavasei de Rav, because let's remember, what did Rav say? Rav said on Yudalad Omad Aleph that planks of less than three tvachim, everyone says is kosher. Planks of less than four tvachim, everyone says is kosher. Planks of four tvachim and more is machlekes, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir says it's posel. Reb Yehuda says it's kosher. We're going to now find the brisa to that effect. Sichecho ben asorim shel erez, if you've got the planks of cedar wood, which are she'ein ben arba, and you're using it as schach, and they're not four tvachim wide, Divrei Hakol Ksheira, everyone says it's kosher. Less than four tvachim, everyone says it's kosher. Only Rav holds that, not Shmuel. Yesh ben arba, however, if they are four tvachim wide, then Reb Meir poistel, Reb Yehuda machshir. Now Reb Yehuda wanted to bring proof to himself. Omer Reb Yehuda, Maisa, there was an incident, Bashas HaSakona, when it was dangerous, and the Goyim didn't let Klal Yisrael have sukkahs, so they had to make sukkahs that didn't look like sukkahs. So they used wide planks of four tvachim. We brought beams, planks of four tvachim wide as schach, and we used it as a covering, a schach, on top of the sukkahs. There wasn't sukkahs, it was just the porches, and they had this, obviously they had enough walls, they used that for schach, and we sat under these planks. And so he says, you see that planks of four tvachim are kosher, and according to Rav, that's indeed what Reb Yehuda holds. Omruloi. So they said to him, Mishom Raya, you're bringing proof. Ein shas hasakon raya. Never bring proof from something that was done when there was a shas hasakon, when it was dangerous to do the mitzvahs in the most appropriate way. Tanya kava say to Shmuel. There's now a brisa also like Shmuel. What does it say in the brisa? Sichecho ben asorim shel erez sheyesh ben arba. If somebody used four tfochim wide planks of cedar wood for ischach, Divrei Hakel Psula, this is Shmuel. Shmuel says if it's four tvachim wide, everybody says it's possible, even Reb Yehuda. Ein ben arba, if it's less than four tvachim, then it's a machlekes, Reb Meir poistel, Reb Yehuda machshir. Umoide Reb Meir, Reb Meir, who follows the more stringent opinion, and as we saw before, with the planks between three and four tvachim, that Reb Yehuda says it's kosher schach, Reb Meir says it's possible schach. Reb Meir, however, agrees, she'im yesh bein neser le neser, k'meloi neser, she'maniach psal b'neim u'ksheira. And this is something which is going to be discussed later on in the Gemara, Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Ches. And the Gemara is going to explain, we're talking here about a sukkah that's exactly 8 by 8 amos. Exactly 8 by 8 amos, which is 48 tvachim. Every amos is 6 tvachim. So you have 48 tvachim. And if you have a beam and then a space, a plank, and then the width of the plank, empty. and then again a plank, and again the width of the space empty. That will soon explain this, but just to read the words, Sheim yesh bein neser le neser, if the distance between one plank and the next is kemaloi neser, is exactly the same width as the width of the plank itself, then shemaniach pesel b'neim, psal b'neim, you should put kosher schach to fill up all the gaps, ukshero, and the sukkah is kosher. And this is quite cryptic. The Gemara is not really, the Brice is not really telling us whether we're talking about planks of 4 tvachim or planks of 3 tvachim. If we're talking about planks of 3 tvachim, then Rabbi Yehuda says these planks are kosher schach. There's nothing to talk about. Of course, you've got to fill in all the gaps in order you shouldn't have air space of 3 tvachim, but the whole sukkah is kosher, and you can even sleep underneath the planks. According to Rabbi Meir, if this part of the Brisa is talking about that it's less than 3 tvachim, then even according to Rabbi Meir, says that planks of less than 3 tvachim are posel, but they do not posel the sukkah. And you're allowed to, if providing that it's not 4 tvachim of planks, you're even allowed to sit underneath it. And therefore, both according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Yehuda, if we're talking here about planks that are less than 4 tvachim wide, then the whole sukkah is kosher. However, in the event that the Braisa here is talking about the planks of 4 tvachim wide, which according to this Braisa, as we saw earlier on, that everybody agrees that it's called schach posel, you're not allowed to sleep underneath it, and it splits up the sukkah, and the sukkah is posel. In that case, the Gemara says later on, Daf Yud Ches is talking about as follows. We said that the sukkah itself is 48 tvachim wide, it's 8 amos. So he started on the right hand side and he put a plank of 4 tvachim and then a space, and then a plank of 4 tvachim and a space. And he did that half of the sukkah. He's got a plank and then a space, a plank and then a space, and then a plank. And then let's say a space, but he's now reached the middle of the sukkah. And he's doing the same on the left-hand side of the sukkah. Plank, space, plank, space, plank, space. What you left in the middle? You left in the middle with 8 tvachim of space, of airspace. How much you left between the right-hand wall and this space, and between the left-hand wall and this space, there you've got plank, space of intervals of 4 tvachim. But those planks in that area are all schach posel. So as long as you can turn this, the entire area between the walls and these middle 8 tvachim into doifen akuma, then it doesn't matter what's there. As long as you can fill up those gaps with anything, either schach kosher or schach posel, it doesn't matter. If it's, because either way, the we have to use doifen akuma there. So then we say up to 4 amos is doifen akuma. And then you've got Deifin Akuma till the area in the middle of 8 tvachim, which is wide enough to be a sukkah, and the area underneath those 8 tvachim in the middle is kosher schach. Is the over those 8 tvachim, it definitely has to be covered with kosher schach. The other gaps can be filled with anything, as long as it's not airspace that would destroy the sukkah altogether. So you have Deifin Akuma till almost the center of the sukkah, 8 tvachim in the middle, and you have a kosher sukkah, and then this would be both according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it wouldn't make any difference. This is how, between Rashi and Tosfos, this is how we have to make a reading of this Gemara, but there are some challenges here, but that's the basic reading of the Gemara. So continues the Braisa, Umoide Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Sheim nosan oleo neser, shurochav arba tvachim. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who's more lenient when it comes to the planks that are less than 4 tvachim wide, if you put a plank of 4 tvachim wide and you put it at the edge of the sukkah, then ksheira, the sukkah itself is still kosher because we use doifen akuma. You're not allowed to sleep, ve'ein shenim tachtov, but since 4 tvachim is called schach posel, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to sleep underneath it, vayoshon tachtov, lo yotzei dechivosoi, if you sleep underneath it, you have not fulfilled your requirement of sleeping in the sukkah. Continues the Gemara Itmar, hofchon al tzideen, what happens if you took a plank, which is really a plank of 4 tvachim wide, but you turned it on its side, you put the width of the plank facing down over the sukkah. But so you've got here a plank whose width, whose height of it, or the wider part of it, is 4 tvachim wide, And if you put it down in its natural state, it would be four tefachim wide, it would be schach posel. And you just turned it, flipped it onto the side, it's now taking up less than four tefachim of the area of the sukkah. Rav Huna Omar Psula, Rav Huna says it's posel. Because it's considered, because it's one of its edges are four tefachim wide, it's considered schach posel. It doesn't matter what way round you hold it. It's going to be, he's soon going to explain, it's going to be the same as shpudim. If you've got rods of matchas, of metal rods, metal spits that are makabel tumah, it doesn't matter what way round you hold it, it's posel schach. So Rav Huna said it's posel schach. Rav Chizdev, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Omri, they said ksheira. They said that there's no gzeiras tikra when you're holding these beams upside down, and therefore it's kosher. And even if you took these beams and you covered the whole sukkah with it, since the width that's actually covering the sukkah of each of these planks is a width which is kosher, the sukkah is kosher. Ikla Rav Nachman l'Sura. Rav Nachman was visiting in a place called Sura. Ulle gabei Rav Chizda v'Rabbi Rav Huna. Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna, they went to visit Rav Nachman. They wanted to see, they were going to ask Rav Nachman this question, and they wanted to see whether Rav Nachman would say what they were saying, that when you turn these planks on their side, it's kosher. Or maybe Ullah's going to hold like Rav Huna, and he's going to say it's posel. So Omrile, so they said, Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, Hofchon al tzidein mau. What's the halacha? If you have a wide plank that you turned it on its side, is it called schach kosher or schach posel? Omer lu, Rav Nachman actually said to them, psula, I hold like you heard from Rav Huna, it's posel, not like you Rav Chizda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna wanted to say. Why? And he gives a reason. Beforehand, Rav Huna just said posel. He didn't say why. Over here, Rav Nachman added on a reason. Nase kashpudin shal matchas. Because it's similar to a shpudin shel matchas, to these spits of metal, which they in and of themselves are considered schach posel, it doesn't matter how you hold them. Omer lu Rav Huna. Rav Huna then commented to Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna, Lo omru luchu, did I not tell you that omri kavosi, that Rav Nachman, that you should follow me because Rav Nachman is going to agree with me and say it's posel? Why did you have to go and ask him? Omru le. So they said to Rav Huna, Umi omar lon mar tama v'loi kablinon minei. You, Rav Huna, just said posel, you didn't explain it to us. So you didn't explain it to us. Had you explained it to us, we would have accepted it. But we couldn't accept your ruling from you at face value. You didn't explain it to us. Omar lhu, so Rav Huna said to them, Umi bo'iso minoi taima v'loi omri l'chu. Did you ask me to explain it to you and I didn't explain it to you? You didn't ask me. So you can't blame me for not explaining it to you. But I told you that this is the halacha and you should accept it for me. And now you ask Rav Nachman. You see, Rav Nachman said the same. Leima maseya le. Now we're going to find proof, or a proof to what Rav Huna says, that when you have these beams on the when and you turn them on their side, that it's schach posel and not schach kosher. Where do we see this? Because it says as follows. Eino marzekes kedei roishe v'rubay v'shulchonei. A sukkah that cannot hold a head of a person, most of his body, and his table. Or shenifritza bar piritza, or if there's a gap at the bottom of the sukkah, the walls are raised from the floor, three tvachim, which is the measure kadesh is dakir bok di bivasachas, that a little kid, a kid as in a young goat, can go underneath it, head first, and easily walk underneath it. Oy shenosan oleo neser, and this is the part of the braisa we want. Shenosan oleo neser, he put a plank on the sukkah. Shehu rochav arba tvachim, the plank was four tvachim wide. Afal pisha lehichnis letzeicho ela shleisha tvachim. Interesting phenomenon. You have a four tvachim wide plank, even though it only covered three tvachim of the sukkah. In any of these cases, psula the sukkah is possible. Heichadomi, how can you have a four tvachim plank on the sukkah, and it's only covering three tefachim of the sukkah? My love, we have to assume, what does it mean? Kegoyin shafchon al tzidem. We're talking about that he turned it on its side. And obviously we're talking about, according to the opinion, that three tefachim is considered kosher. As we saw before, according to Rav, it's everybody, according to Shmuel, it's only Rabbi Yehuda. But you turned it on its side, and you see here that it's parcel. Says the Gemara, loy. it could be that a plank like this that you turned on its side would be kosher. So what we're talking about here, that it's possible if you had a 4 tefachim plank that was covering the sukkah 3 tefachim, what would that mean? Hachab mayaskinon, we're talking about kegoin de ancho apumo de la talalto. You have one wall of the sukkah, one side of the sukkah has no wall there. It's called the entrance, the mouth, the entrance of the sukkah. And over the entrance, you put this 4 tefachim wide plank. Da'ayil tlosa legav, 3 of the 4 tefachim are actually covering the sukkah. Va'apik chad, and there's 1 tefach of it which is protruding outside the sukkah. Lebar, da'havali, and we know there's a rule that, especially when you don't have a wall, we have a rule. Psal ayotza min ha'sukkah, if you have pschach, which is protruding outside the sukkah, that v'chol psala yotze min ha'sukkah nidon k'sukkah, that this psal is considered as an extension of the sukkah. So here, even though only 3 tefachim of this plank is inside the sukkah, and there's no doifen akuma here because there's no wall at all, so you've got 4 tefachim. So the chiddush of the braisa is that even though only 3 tefachim is in the sukkah, And we're talking here about a sukkah which is exactly 7 by 7 tefachim wide. So if you take off these 3 tefachim and you disregard it, the sukkah is going to be pasul. But why should we disregard it? 3 tefachim doesn't pasul the sukkah. The answer is because it's a 4 tefachim plank. And since we know that an extension of the schach is considered as part of the schach, so we view the whole thing as being 4 tefachim. If it's 4 tefachim, it's schach posel. If it's schach posel, then the 3 tefachim of it is 3 tefachim of schach posel. It's 3 tefachim of schach posel that steals from the 7 tefachim of the sukkah, and it's posel. If we wouldn't say that psal ayotze min ha'sukkah is k'sukkah, we would just say the part over the sukkah is only 3 tefachim. That doesn't destroy the sukkah, assuming that 3 tefachim is kosher. Because of psal ayotze min ha'sukkah is nidin k'sukkah, it's 3 tefachim of schach posel, and therefore the sukkah is posel. And in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.